Good morning. I'm Reverend Seth Carrier Ladd, and I am delighted to welcome you to our Sunday morning service. We have a great service ahead this morning, something a little bit different than usual. Our youth will be leading us this morning in a format that's a departure from our usual service, if you hadn't noticed by the chairs being in a circle. They always do a great job, so I can't wait to see what they've got in store for us this morning.
637 people have been shot by the police in 2019, and black people are around three times more likely to be killed by the police than white people.
According to the 2010 U.S. Census, the people most impoverished are black people in the South and indigenous people living on reservations.
One-third of the babies in the United States do not have enough clean diapers, and half of the babies in Delaware County do not have enough clean diapers.
60% of the Amazon has been burnt, and 305 groups of indigenous peoples live in the Amazon.
20 black transgender women have been killed in 2019.
In 2010, there were 678 white men incarcerated versus 4,347 black men and 1,775 Hispanic men.
There have been 297 mass shootings in 2019. This number keeps increasing.
Somewhere between 200 to 2,000 species go extinct every year. This number is increasing.
In 2016, an estimated 4.8 million people were trafficked in the commercial sex trade.
In the United States, there are so many homeless dogs and cats that 2.7 million of them are euthanized every year in order to make space in animal shelters.
24 immigrants have died in ICE custody in the last 3 years.
We have 11 years to radically change the way we relate to our environment before it is too late to avoid the apocalypse.
The United States has the largest number of incarcerated people in the world, and you are seven times more likely to be incarcerated if you are a person of color.
One in four women will be raped in their lifetime.
The wealthiest 1% of American households own 40% of the country's wealth.
50% of the produce is thrown away in the U.S. That's 60 million tons.
Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die because of pregnancy than white women.
22,000 kids die every day because of poverty.
Every day, 130 people in the U.S. die after overdosing on opioids.
Capitalism forces women to believe their worth is equated to their appearance.
Men are three times more likely to commit suicide than women due to the pressure of toxic masculinity.
Our economic system, stemming from colonialism and slavery, is what's causing the ever-imminent threat of climate crisis.
40% of homeless youth are LGBTQ+.
Our country praises soldiers and veterans, yet fails to provide them with proper support and resources after they've served.
Over 1 in 10 homeless people in the United States are veterans.
In 2016, the rise of the ocean was estimated to be 3.4 millimeters per year.
Globally, 65 million girls are not enrolled in schools.
Abstinence-only sex education leads to more teen pregnancies.
Despite statistics showing they do no good, so many schools in the U.S. engage in active shooter drills, which traumatize students rather than help.
There are nearly 443,000 children in foster care in the United States.
It is easier to get access to a gun than it is to learn how to drive a car.
That which is greater than these traumas and tragedies, we call on you to hold us in these times of
fear,
grief,
helplessness,
rage,
sorrow,
heartbrokenness,
loneliness,
struggle,
despair,
fury.
We gather together in prayer to help us find a way forward, to call us to remember our strength, to remind us we are not alone. When we are faced with the enormity of the world's grief, we cry, we sing, we pray, we struggle, but we do not lose hope. We find hope in one another's eyes, in one another's song, in one another's hands. We find hope in being understood. We find hope in hearing to do, and we know we will not do it alone. May it be so.
Do not be alone right now. Gather together. Gathering together grows courage, in ourselves and in others who see the numbers swelling. It is a small thing, but right now it is an important thing. Great sources of wisdom remind us, just because you cannot stem the tide of all hate, it is still right to do the thing you can do. These things add up. Your one thing and my one thing, his one thing and their one thing and her one thing. Together it becomes a big thing. Do not be alone right now. Any liberation, all liberation, is collective liberation. My freedom is bound with yours and yours with mine, inextricably. Let us together cast our lots doing this big thing, bending the moral arc of the universe towards justice. You may now come forward and light a candle representing a joy or sorrow if you wish. Verbal joys and sorrows will resume next week. There will be other opportunities throughout the service to share with your community.
We come to community for so many different things: solace, renewal, strength, purpose amongst them. But we cannot be given these things. We cannot come here for these without putting in the work to build that sustaining and beloved community. That work also includes many things: vulnerability, really seeing and understanding one another amongst them. So that is why we invite you to engage in this ritual. In a moment, we will invite you to stand if you are willing and able, and walk around this space, stopping and making eye contact with those around you, for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, and then a little bit more, and sing in a song called "I Am Seeing You, Seeing Me." We do this because prolonged eye contact is uncomfortable, and discomfort is essential to an ever-growing, ever-fulfilling community. And we do it because there is such power in feeling truly seen by someone else. If you are not able to stand and walk around the space, we invite you to place a hand over your heart if you wish to engage in this ritual, so that others may approach and sin with you. When we have sung this view, and we've sung this over a few times, the youth will take a seat, and then we invite you to sit as well. But we do invite you to sit somewhere you were not sitting originally. Maybe sit by someone you don't know well, or haven't gotten to know well. We will send this through once, so you pick up on it. And when you're so moved, you may begin to sing yourself and walk to this space with your community. I am seeing you, seeing me, seeing you, seeing me.
This week, we practice generosity with a dedicated offering. Marianne Holland from the Hoosier Environmental Council is here to share with us a little bit about her organization.
Many of you may remember the morning of October 7th, 1998. Matthew Shepard was found near death tied to a fence outside Laramie, Wyoming. He had been picked up by two men, beaten and robbed, then left there for 18 hours. He died on October 12th due to severe head injuries. This captured the media's attention due to one defining characteristic: Matt was gay. And since then, he has become a symbol for the LGBTQ community and victims of hate crimes. While he was in the hospital, queer people around America carried fear with them everywhere, and some of that anxiety hasn't left them. And after he died, grief struck, and hate had never seemed more alive. Nothing could fix this. However, the healing process began in Laramie. Angel Action, started by Matt's close friend, Romaine Patterson, made their first barricade around the protesting members of the Westboro Baptist Church. Laramie had a march for Matt. Soon after, so did San Francisco, Chicago, Detroit, New York City, among others. Now, LGBTQ marriage is legal in all 50 states. Same-sex couples can adopt children. Many schools have some version of a gender sexuality alliance. Pride parades are bigger than ever. Our community has outreach, which gives a safe space to queer youth. This community is a home for many individuals where they are allowed to live without fear. And I wish Matt was here to see it.
Thus far, we have explored what it means to build and being part of a beloved community, which provides strength amidst heartache, hope, amidst justice, injustice. We know that we must be vulnerable and build a beloved community. We know that we must truly see each other. And it does not end there. Beloved community is not a final destination. It is always in creation, being changed and shaped and impacted by those who exist within it. It is an ongoing and ever unfolding conversation. To be truly in beloved community, we must continue to listen to each other. We must always strive to understand each other. In a moment, we will ask you to pair up with someone. Hopefully, it will be someone you don't know very well or don't speak to often, and explore this question together. What work is yours to do on yourself that you would be willing to engage in alongside building this beloved community, so that we can all become better warriors of love and justice? What we ask of you and your partner is to have one person be the answerer and one person be the listener. So person A will ask person B the question up on the screen, and it will be person A's job to stay silent and actively listen to person B, who will be answering the question. We will indicate when it is time for person B to finish up their answer. Then person A will have a moment to share with person B what it is they felt like their partner was saying. They will not provide their own opinions to their partner's answer. Their job is purely to listen and repeat back what person B said in order to strive to understand them better. Once this is done, person A and B will switch roles. Whoever was listener last will now be the answerer, and vice versa. If we have an odd number of people participating, please feel free to approach one of the youth who will be standing up here and talk with them. Now, if you wish, you may partner up.
As we gather together, may we remember, when you share with me what is most important to you, that is where listening begins. When I show you that I hear you, when I say your life matters, that is where compassion begins. When I open the door to greet you, that is where hospitality begins. And when I venture out to bring you shelter, that is where love begins. When I risk my comfort to ease your suffering, when I act against hatred, violence, and injustice, that is where courage begins. When we experience the full presence of each other because of our shared humanity, because of our difference, that is where holy gratitude begins. May this space be a table that is not complete until all are welcome. May this table be a space of beauty, where together we create a series of miracles, and where all that we share is sacred. May it be so.
Imagine your vision of beloved community. What does it look like? What does it sound like? How does it feel? Does this community have walls? Is it solely in the connection of hands holding each other? Is it out in the open, where you look up and see sky? Who exists in your beloved community? Reflect on each person who is woven into the fabric of its being. What scars and memories are etched into their hearts and hands? How does their laughter sound when it reaches your ears? How do you hold their pain? How do you, as one individual, recognize your connections, your ties to your communities? Do you see them as inherent, necessary for your well-being and your ability to thrive?
Do you allow their healing and life-affirming potential to strengthen your sense of belonging to this world? Does your beloved community need more work and more care before it is able to give you and your people what they need? Beloved community is always in creation, never perfect, never finished. You, me, the people who all exist in these communities and will exist in these communities, must always strive for new and better ways to care for these sacred spaces and the people who rely on them. For when we are so inextricably tied to our communities, when they have the potential to provide us with such goodness, we cannot sit idly by and expect these spaces to be crafted on their own. We need the care and the nourishment, the resilience and the power our communities can provide us in order to do the work necessary to create a world filled with more justice, more love. We must acknowledge that alone we cannot turn more aspects of this world into beloved communities. We do this work together. We need the shoulders to lean on. We need the protesters out in the streets. We need the people baking bread for the journey, and we need the people keeping and organizing the records and the files. We need the music makers. We need the preachers. We need the listeners. And we need to care for them all. We need our people. We must come back to each other over and over, seeing each other more clearly, listening more deeply, always crafting that beloved community so that together we may rise.
We know that beloved community can appear an insurmountable fear to reach. However, it is vital if we want to eventually exist in a world that is
safe,
joyful,
empowering,
peaceful,
healing,
merciful,
liberated,
forgiving,
connected,
whole.